Let's talk some college volleyball. Right across the way from me, the one and only Kalen Barnett, Jr., St. Mary's. It's College of St. Mary's, of course, in Omaha. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good to have you back.
Yes.
She wanted to go home for a weekend. I said, Dad, need to come home for a weekend. And by gosh, here's the weekend, huh?
Yeah, just haven't been home for a couple months. So it's great to be here.
Completely understand. You wrapped up your season, unfortunately, just about a week or so ago. Last weekend, we were, of course, over at Midland for the GPAC Conference quarterfinals. Didn't quite come out in the winning end. And boy, that was a team in Midland. You had just faced a week and a half before that. Took him to five, but that Midland team, boy, they came out with a lot of punch, a lot of power in that one, didn't they?
Yes, it was the third time we played Midland, and they came out like they knew our game right away. They knew every move, what we were going to hit, and they blocked very well during that match. I felt like that was probably the best blocking they've ever done against us out of the three matches, and we just couldn't get things going, so that was a very tough match for us. But, hey, I mean, that stuff happens, so you just got to move on with it.
Yep. They were tougher than nails, that's for sure. But overall, a great season. Had you like first season all together from start to finish with St. Mary's, a different team, different coach, different opponents? I thought I'm being biased, being her father, but I thought you did really, really well.
Yeah, I thought it was a great learning experience, especially with the new team this year. Going to a different level, JUCO to NAIA, it's a pretty competitive level, especially in the GPAC, and adjusting to different things, especially being a smaller pin hitter against bigger blockers who have been there for 3 to 4 years at that college level. And I think it was, like I said, an amazing learning experience to have, and then going into the next year, what to expect.
You talked about the GPAC. Man, there's some good teams. Concordia and Northwestern are going to play for the GPAC title tonight. I'm going to watch that tonight. That's going to be a heck of a matchup because both those teams, plus Midland, have been ranked nationally throughout the year, haven't
they? Yes, so actually Dakota Wesleyan and the Final Paul actually got into top 25, so mm-hmm. There's four ranked teams into the GPAC, and then there was, I think, a couple more. I think Dort was receiving votes. There mm-hmm. might have been another one in there, but man, having 4 to 5 teams that are ranked and receiving votes out of 12 team conference, that is pretty good.
You got off to a great start this season. I know you had the Florida trip and went down there, and you guys cleaned house. You won every match, didn't lose a set, so the season kicked off in a good way for you.
Yeah, it did. I think it was a great confidence booster for our team, but obviously I feel like the teams down there weren't as competitive going into conference play. So I feel like for next year, we're kind of looking at a much tougher tournament starting off to get off to a great start and a competitive start. So that really helps us go the momentum going into conference play.
So as Coach Pruitt mentioned, what your first trip is going to be next fall?
He hasn't yet, but really he's hinting at probably an Eastern Oregon tournament. Wow. Obviously, they were number one, and mm-hmm. we played them in the Labor Tournament last year. But we're not set in stone yet. But obviously, he's looking at the top teams that could possibly host a tournament we want to go to those.
I haven't checked out the latest rankings, but Eastern Oregon, are they still on top?
Yep, they're number one. They jumped right back in number one when they fell, when they lost the game, they went to number two or something like that. But then when they kept winning, they went right back to number one.
Actually, you played one and two during this season. Who was number... Who is that number two team?
I think number two is Providence, in which we didn't play them.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. The rankings kind of jumped around a little bit. But, yeah, we played number one team, and I felt like we played really well against East Oregon when we played them. But, yeah, we just fell short.
But still, a very competitive schedule. Home and away matches against the GPAC. Boy, it was tough to win both home and away, but especially on the road. I mean, those road matches are really, really difficult, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. You only have a couple of colleges that are kind of close to you, and then you have the South Dakota, Iowa teams that are a couple hours away. So just having the long trips, you don't want to say it's kind of tough. But obviously, you want to play. You usually expect to play better at home, mm-hmm. but, I mean, there's no excuse for that. You obviously want to win on the road, too.
I know you lose to graduation like 4 or 5 seniors, don't you?
Yeah, around that number.
Yeah. But the cupboard's not bare. You got a great nucleus of starters, including yourself. You've got your starting libero back. You've got a starting center back. You've got a center in the wings waiting. I know you know very well that has came over from Northwestern and can't play this year, but she is anxiously awaiting to get her feet wet next year.
Yes, Logan Miller. I mean, I love that girl. Basically, when she came here, I mean, she took me by my hand and got me better of what I needed to do, what she saw, like, on the sidelines. And we went in and did a lot of extra reps together, and that's how I kind of peaked during the season. It's just because with all her help and her insight of the game, and she's an all-conference setter coming from Northwestern, so I feel like that would be bringing in great depth for us and also great leadership as well, because she's an amazing lady to have on the team. And I feel like we could be great next year, because basically we're bringing back a whole lineup, mm-hmm. if you look at it, if you put in the numbers. And I feel like, obviously, our recruiting class isn't done, but I talked to Pruitt a little bit about what girls are coming in, and there's some great hitters coming in. I think we're still looking for a couple more DSs to fill into, but I feel like we would have some great numbers next year.
Yeah, going back to Logan, obviously, sitting out, it's a bummer for her. She wants to keep doing what she's doing, and she can't really can't practice. Can she practice with the
yes,
team?
Yep, okay. She did practice, but she just couldn't play competitively.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You just can't sit around. You just can't do that. You want to keep doing what you're doing. So you guys have helped each other. That's been great.
Yep. It was just a certain GPAC rule that if you transfer out of a GPAC to another GPAC, you have to sit out a year. But she has two more years. So, I mean, this year didn't really affect her eligibility. But I get what you're saying, that obviously sitting out years really sucks. But, I mean, for her, I think she'll just do perfectly fine. And as of right now in the offseason, we started right away. Her and I, we got right into lifting, extra reps. Sometimes we do swimming workouts. Like, we're trying to make it really fun for us in the offseason, just to keep the momentum coming in into the spring season and not make it really tough on us, that we took a whole month off and now we're getting right back to it. We don't want to make that easy, but we also want to become better for next year.
Trying to think, when did spring kind of workouts begin last year? Was it February or was it not? No, March?
I think it was February.
Okay.
But obviously Pruitt said he's going to really amp up the workouts this year, just because he really wants us to get stronger, jump higher, swing harder, and just play more competitively. And I 100% agree on that. So I'm really excited for spring.
Well, he's a coach that he wants to win. Wants to win. St. Mary's, years ago, was right up there among the top of the pack in the GPAC, and they kind of haven't here the last couple of years. And he's ready to hit. We need to be back up there again. And so that's why probably he's saying these things.
Yep. Pruitt has that national experience, and so he knows what to do to become a great team. And I trust him, and I believe in him and what the plan, like what we're going to follow with this workout, and I'll be very excited what we're going to do.
You bet. In the meantime, I know you said workouts, the holidays coming up, and this young lady is going to be coaching kind of like she did here with Coach Hoynes and his Zephyr volleyball program, the club scene. You're already starting to get in that swing of the coaching club ball in Omaha too.
Yes. I think I'm coaching for Southwest Iowa Third Degree Volleyball Club. It's out of Council Bluffs. It's right beside Omaha. And it's like a smaller town or smaller club feel. And so I feel like it's kind of similar to McCook Zephyrs down here. But obviously, it's a bigger club. But they're very flexible with a lot of things, but I feel like their facility is really great.
Yeah.
And I feel like it would be a great experience to have, especially in a bigger town with a bigger club, what I could learn from.
Sure. That'll be a lot of fun. You'll have a ton of fun with that.
Yeah.
You betcha. I was reading this morning where, of course, your college St. Mary's is the home for the Supernovas, and they're having like on the 24th or something like that, kind of a watch party for the draft. Am I right on that?
Yep, they are, because we're actually working that. Uh-huh. So, yeah, they're having a watch party, and I think it's open to the public, I feel like. And I feel like that's a great opportunity for a lot of people to go and watch, and especially for College St. Mary. I mean, they use our facility, but it's great for us hosting these things and getting people on our campus and also hosting the bigger watch parties for Supernovas.
Exactly right. That'll be a lot of fun. No question about it.
Yeah.
So, in the meantime, just keep doing what you're doing, working out, getting good grades. She is getting good grades.
Yes,
right?
I am.
Yeah, it's getting ready for your senior. You got one more semester in the spring, but hard to believe it's going to be senior season coming up next year.
I know. It's crazy how one more year of college volleyball is left. I can't accept that yet, no.
So tonight, prediction, Northwestern and Concordia at Northwestern for the GPAC title, volleyball title. Who you picking?
That's a very tough one, because the last time they matched up, Northwestern won it, I think, in five, I want to say. Oh, my gosh. But if Concordia, I feel like Concordia's back for revenge this year. Concordia is on their game. I feel like they could pull it off and win it. But I'm going to be aiming for Northwestern tonight just because they won the last match and it was just a great game. But overall, I mean, it could be anybody's game.
Somebody's got to knock one of those teams off. I mean, because they've just been up there the last couple of years and nobody's been able to really knock them off the perch, have they?
Yes, they've always had great recruiting classes and great past national experience down there. So, yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see how the game goes.
So going into next year and spring ball and next year improvements, what do you want to see yourself improve this year to next year?
I mean, obviously overall, just everything overall, but I obviously want to be more crafty just because I'm a smaller pin hitter, obviously 100% blocking as well. Just to increase the vertical, make a bigger block up there, a little bit of serving, and probably like more defense as well. Just the quicker reads on defense, just because there's a lot of great attackers out there that know where to hit, and so just to read those better.
That's a good answer, because you not only want to you know, be a great attacker a little bit better, but you always want to be a six rotation player. You got to be a good defensive player in the back row too.
Yep. And especially at the NAIA level, like being a six rotation player is great, but obviously you're doing a lot of work with that. And so I feel like obviously I want to become a six rotation player, but you got to read things faster, quicker, and just be smarter about things. So yeah, I'm really excited to work on the things I have to improve on.